Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube, who we appreciate you watching us every day. Coming up tonight on WIP is the Turkey Bowl. You're like, what? Turkey Bowl supposed to be Thanksgiving? Well, as it turns out, they would rather do it the night before Thanksgiving. So, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie,
yeah,
with sideline reports from Devin Caney and
Taron Hatcher.
And Taron Hatcher is,
how about that?
Yes.
Hatch.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Is what the hell is Seltzer doing there? Is
he
doing
so that? Seltzer is the Billy Werndell, I believe.
He's the spotter.
He's the spotter.
Yeah.
He's pointing it out.
Yeah.
They got the binoculars, making sure that he knows.
Johnson, pointing at the.
But
the
I do think he has a mic.
Of course he has a mic.
Yeah, yes. So he's not just the spotter. So Seltzer's there.
Yep. Okay.
The whole crew's there. I know Hugh's going. Ike said he might stop by after.
Probably not.
So those guys will join us at 5:45, and we will take you all the way up until 6 o'clock with the Turkey Bowl.
I got cooking to do tonight, man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh right, you're the cooker.
Yeah, I gotta get my portion out of the way.
Okay. Well, you do the turkey though, right?
Yeah, but that's the easy part.
Frying the turkey's
tomorrow.
Easy.
Yeah, okay. I do that tomorrow. That takes about 45 minutes.
Go ahead.
Like, when does the transition happen from going over to like the old, like the parents?
Yes.
To like you're hosting Thanksgiving. Is that 40s?
That's a good question.
I've been thinking about that recently.
So like, you and Jill go to your parents.
Well, so we're going to her, technically your cousins tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, but, so if in my experience, if there's one family that always hosts it, it doesn't change your home.
Yes, it never moves to your home.
Now, if it's just you and your parents,
right,
then you could switch it up if you have kids. But if it's everybody goes over to so-and-so's house, then everybody just continues to go over to so-and-so's house. And before we get to the top five, we mentioned frying the turkey. I want to send blessings, prayers, and good luck to one Jason Avant, who is frying his first turkey.
For the first time.
Don't go on YouTube and look for fried turkey mishaps, because it can get very dangerous.
Yep. Well, and he's already telling his family, it's my world famous turkey, which puts a lot of pressure.
And he hasn't done one
and
before.
And he's never done it before.
I don't want anybody to be injured. Forgetting about if the turkey's any good.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You could seriously start a fire or anything. Grease fires, all of that, man.
And we don't need a JPP situation for old Avant.
Exactly. Yeah, I watched for 4 to 5 years before I decided to do it on my own at home.
I think Jason Avant is a really good guy.
He'll be all right.
But I hear him talking to you about it, and I'm like, Jason.
I will say, he's locked in on it, though. He's eager to do it.
All right.
We'll see if it turns out all right. I told him to send me pictures when he's done with it.
Thoughts and prayers.
I thought you were about to get on a soapbox about thoughts and prayers to all the turkeys out there.
No, I'm not doing that.
Felt like a Spike moment.
No, keep pushing me and I'll do it.
Yeah, I know. Listen, you get a lot of credit. The people are very happy with your Jalen rant earlier.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
it was good.
Right. And then the turkey one might be a step back.
I'm not going to do the turkey
good.
One.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the turkey.
Because most of us are meat eaters.
Yes. And turkeys are dumb animals, so on the list.
You got a lot of opinions on dumb versus smart animals.
Well, pigs are smarter than dogs.
Yeah, well, I think
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because it's going to push me into a place where people aren't going to like me.
Aren't dolphins smart?
Dolphins are very smart.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
The top five advice. Are you having dolphin tomorrow on Thanksgiving?
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Okay. All right.
Well, you said that as if you and Jill were going to start cooking and hosting.
No. Well, I'm just wondering when that's.
when are you expected to do it?
That's going to be a pressure situation.
I don't think it's necessary if there's a family that hosts it where all the families go over there.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well,
yeah,
and they could get offended if you try to steal it, too.
That is true.
And that's what he's going to try to do.
I don't know.
He's
going to
sit out one of these years and be like, well, why don't y'all come over here?
Guy gets a bigger house. All of a sudden, he's stealing Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, size does matter when it comes to houses.
Right.
And we are capable now of hosting people.
The top five and five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solution.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, so let me land my plane here. Because I know when I said it, you guys were like, I don't really get it.
Yeah.
So what I have for you, the five pressure-packed gambling situations.
Okay.
And Thanksgiving reminded me of one of them. Starting at number five is being in the stadium. I know when you're in the stadium and you have a parlay, I know that you have someone on the other team. And let's say they do something good.
You can't cheer.
You can't cheer. Now, Ike,
stop, man.
When we went to Citi Field and there was a little Lindor home run.
He didn't cheer.
No. He just ran up and down the aisles high-fiving people.
Man.
It's a pressure pack. You can't be too happy if they score a touchdown against your team.
Help pay for his daughter's college, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, books or something.
I'm sure
it did. Do you think people are maybe trained not to do that because of fantasy? I would imagine for a while fantasy has
that was part of it.
Has had people trained, so maybe that has helped people a little bit.
And everyone's betting on the games if you're going to the game.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
You gotta throw a little walk-in parlay. Come on, man. What are you, crazy? All right. The fourth pressure pack situation is
he's talking about himself.
Yes,
Friday,
I know, because he's going to the game on Friday.
Well, see, I got a lot riding on Friday because, you know, I probably might know who I am. And let's say a certain quarterback has a little INT.
Yeah.
And also, you see one guy fist pumping.
Bet him to score a touchdown is what you should do.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns.
There you go.
All right. The fourth pressure pack gambling situation is when you're out to dinner. You can't check the phone. You know?
You can't? Well, you're not checking your phone?
If it's a more important dinner, let's say a date.
Okay.
You know, let's say you promise no phones.
Yeah.
But you got to... You know, you have some bets out that you need to check, or you're at dinner and the phone service is spotty.
Yeah,
that's when you start sweating because you're walking around trying to find good service to get to check your app.
You're gonna find out Friday how spotty your phone service can be during the game.
Oh
yeah, we don't like that.
Yeah,
we don't like that at all.
You notice why my tweets come late? Well, I actually stopped doing it when I'm at the game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because I'm two or three plays behind.
Yes.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I do miss when you tweet out the score. Those are my favorite Ike tweets.
Nope, I stopped doing it.
Yeah, you did.
Because of you.
Eagles Bears 7-7. All right. The third pressure-packed gambling situation is when the boys are in on the bet. You send it out early in the morning, and you're like, I got a winner tonight. Yep. And then everyone's on it. This is like the little past-the-leg promotion that Ike's doing. Mm-hmm. Well, if your leg falls short, guess who's getting blamed in that situation? It's like when you tell someone, like, or you grab the aux, whatever, you put on music, and everyone's, like, not reacting at all to it.
And you kill the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what also we're doing with gambling. It's a pressure situation.
Well, I got a group of five of us. We do a anytime touchdown bet every Sunday.
Oh, really? Do you all go in on the same bet?
We all go in on the same bet. We all pick one player.
See, that's fun, though.
Yeah.
It is fun.
Safe to say we haven't hit once this year.
Now, who is the main culprit that's falling short?
I'm not
short?
Going through that.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you contributing?
They say it's not me.
Good. That's what we do.
I try to pick the easy anytime touchdown winners.
That's good.
Well, although Jonathan Taylor didn't come through for me Sunday.
No. The second most pressure-packed betting situation, and this is a new one for me, was trying to put the kids to sleep. Mm. So, you know, Sixers game starts. Maybe the parlay off to a good start early. And all of a sudden, Jill's like, Walk's got to go to bed.
Okay.
And it's my turn to put him to bed.
Okay.
I also want to know what's going on in the game.
Oh, my God.
He likes to watch his bet the entire time.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Well,
1-800-GAMBLER.
It's just like, hold on.
Call Carton.
It's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's cooking early. You know, I'm laying in the bed, kind of rolling.
Pause the game.
You're laying in the bed, rolling over, checking the score.
Pause the game.
No, but then I don't like doing that. So I'm checking the score while trying to put Walker to bed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, with
the phone.
Awesome.
Just
good father-son time.
I don't feel nearly as offended when you bring out the phone when we're at dinner if I know that you're doing it while you're putting your child to bed.
Well, listen, we got to see how it's going.
Yeah.
Need enough money to skirt out
You're
of
not
it.
A great person.
I am a great person. Top tier. But the number one most pressure-packed situation, and this is why it reminded me of it, is the holiday party. When you have money on it, no one else really, like, you got to be kind of discreet about it because you like, why is Uncle Jack so locked in on Chiefs Cowboys right now? Like, we're all trying to eat. You can't get too mad because everyone's going to be concerned. Like, why are you so mad about it?
Right.
The nice part is, I think the gambling has gotten to such a point now where everyone's got a play in on the game that's watching the game.
Oh, so you're bonding at Thanksgiving over gambling.
Yeah. But man, the holiday party sweat.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's a real thing.
You know, I think tomorrow, so for the last 4 years, when we went to Thanksgiving, my uncle and aunts, we'd have to drive 2 hours each way. I was pretty stressed out the whole time because at the end of the night,
you have to take a 2-hour ride back.
Yes. And my uncle Eric has such a good liquor cabinet, and I never take advantage of it because I don't want to be tired later, even if the booze wears off. But now that I'm a half an hour away, I'm going to put some bets down, watch the football.
There you go.
Enjoy myself.
There you go, like stress-free. A real man.
Like
there
a real man. I'm going to lose money like a real man.
You're going to have some turkey.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Like a real man.
No, he's not going to eat meat, man.
No, I'm not. 215-592-9494. Get back to your calls right after Ike tells you about the great Emmons.
Yeah, the great people over at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Now, listen, aren't we all looking for the best contractor when it comes to our home? Well, I know that I always am. Now, you've heard me talk about the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding, and they are the real deal. Roofing, siding, windows, all made in the USA and installed by Emmons. So no worries about tariffs or supply chain issues with products that they use. Emmons also has a remodeling division that will turn your bathroom or kitchen into the envy of the neighborhood. Call Emmons today at 855-4-EMMONS or check them out online at callemmons.com. And don't forget to tell them Ike sent you.
So it's been such good vibes, such a good show today. I'm very worried about going to Gary and Vineland in the timing.
The pause.
You know I'm a timing guy. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP. Gary.
You make one fasting joke, and then you're all over me taking shots after hours. Like, come on.
No, I'm telling you. I've told Jack in private. I'd say Gary is a funny caller. I was like, what is the deal with the weird pauses?
It's like a conversation. You know, that Mad Mike call could have used a pause or two.
That's a good point.
Well, that's true.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
If you didn't hang up on, you know he was saying your first name, Spike.
Is Mad Mike a call me a Brett guy? I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could see that, dude.
After the
big Andy Brett all day call, that was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People think they discovered something. My real name's Brett. My real name's Brett. Guess what? My parents didn't name me Spike. Shocker. Who could have thought? Yeah.
With Howard, though.
Yeah. Well, funny story. My brother Ryan has the same middle name as me because they forgot that Michael was my middle name. So my brother Ryan also has the middle name Michael. And they swear they didn't forget that my middle name is Michael. They forgot. So for what it's worth.
At least they didn't forget you at the store.
No.
And Jack, as long as you have those grandkids, whatever you want to do, you want to have it at your house, you want to have it at their house, you have the prize.
Yeah, I just wonder when the transition of power happens, I guess.
Well, you're going to have to steal it.
You have
it.
The power. You have the grandkids.
That is true.
Well, aren't there grandkids at the cousin's house?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually don't have the power. And I'm still, you know, I don't have it yet.
What do you mean? You're the only child of your parents.
Yes.
Correct. Yes. So you could break off the family into rivaling, competing parties.
We're not going to do that.
No, you can't do that. There it is.
Yep. Gary, your turn. Okay. Your turn, Gary. Your turn.
We're talking. So I think if we have like a whole game on Friday, with the offense looks like it did in that first half of the Cowboys game, then it's, you know, burn the boats, let's go. But I just, this offense is just killing me. Like, that game was so annoying on Sunday.
The offense is probably going to kill you the whole season. It really is.
It has so far.
Yeah, we may have a game or two in there where it doesn't, but when Mayock is finally at the point where he is saying, lock in, it's going to be like this all year, Mayock is the most patient guy I've ever talked to with that, but he's finally, he said, I just think it's going to be this way all year.
Did you catch that subtle shot from Mayock? It's not a bad thing you guys being off for 2 days.
Oh, you think that was a shot? I don't think it was a shot. I don't know.
Let's not go backwards.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was
thought
a positive day today.
Yeah, I thought Mayock gave me credit today, you know?
Yes.
So,
he did. He said your name.
Yep.
He did.
Yep.
It's progress.
Well, Gary, why don't you, for next question today, why don't you give us your hottest food take?
I hate these people who are like, try the frog leg. It tastes just like chicken. Try the bull tester. It tastes just like chicken. Just give me chicken. I just want chicken.
I agree.
Like, I don't need to try no freaking rattlesnake nuts. Like, no, just chicken's fine.
Did you say rattlesnake nuts?
Yeah, I don't think they have. Do rattlesnakes even have nuts?
They have to somewhere.
Yeah, I would guess.
To reproduce.
I would guess. Maybe they're in. Well, whatever. Herb in the Northeast.
Speaking of nuts.
Yeah, what's up, Herb?
What's happening, boys? Happy Thanksgiving. Let's hope that Friday we wake up, go to the ballpark or watch the game, and we see a different team similar to, like, 2024, where they run the ball wide, inside. We blow some people away.
There you go. Maybe outside a little
bit. Everybody gets their touches, and the tight end gets his touches, and we look like 2024 again. And try to build on that, and the defense. We just have to put the right people in the right positions in the secondary.
Yeah.
And that's about it, you know.
You sound a little sad. Are you all right there?
No, I was I had to go over to Cherry Hill today. I'm relaxing.
Yep.
I had to go get my eyes dilated because I go see the doctor like once every six months or 12 months, whatever. Now it's like once every 12 months. But
yeah, there's big pupils right now?
No, nah, I'm okay now. It's wearing off. It's wearing off. Yeah. But
okay.
I just had some shrimp chow mein.
There it
is. Big ones. And I'm relaxing, and I gotta go visit somebody that's in the over there on the boulevard.
Do you think that's healthy to be down in that big old shrimp chow mein?
I love shrimp chow. I like big shrimps with snow peas, green snow peas, and raw onions.
Oh, that sounds
cooked onions.
Yeah. What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a good
question. Tomorrow?
Yes.
I'm going up to Doylestown with Burkhead. They're feeding me up there.
Okay, I was going to say, who's Burkhead?
Reese, why don't you invite me to your house one day?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fried turkeys, man.
You think you can feed me or what?
Oh,
bro?
Yeah.
He can feed you, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem would be is that you would then know where I live.
It would be a huge problem.
Yes.
What if you, here's an idea. Herb, tell me if you'd be down with this. What if we blindfold Herb, put him in an Uber, get him to your house, and then blindfold him when he leaves so he
like
won't
that.
Be able to see where you are?
I like that.
Would you be willing
That's
to do that,
idea.
Herb?
That's a good idea.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you got to put you in an Uber. I'll pick you up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Just put you in the trunk so you don't see.
I know where Ike lives anyway because it was near down there, 95 South.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Narrowed it down. He's correct.
People, like, you used to live near Carson Wentz.
I did.
Oh,
I
interesting.
Did.
He lived near Carson. Wow.
I did.
Was he hunting with him?
I was not.
Well, apparently the ice cream shop near where I live, Carson was a regular.
Yeah.
And he's got his picture up on the wall.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, the good thing, Herb, Spike's only 10 minutes away from me.
Yeah, so you can stop by, too.
Yeah, we can get some turkey, too, over there.
Yeah, just...
No, you don't get no turkey over there.
Nah, zero. Yeah.
Just go to 95 South, and then when you're near 95 South, just start asking. You'll find it.
Yeah, exit 12, right?
I don't know. That's close.
Yeah.
That's close.
It's close, right?
Yeah, that's close. Yep.
You're going to have to go over that horrible Commodore Barry Bridge, though, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, is that where you're at down there?
Yeah.
Getting closer.
Yep, yep.
Oh, boy. So what you guys do all day? You know, I got the... I'll tell you what a good side dish. We're doing a radio show all day.
You've been listening to us all day.
Yeah. I'll tell you what a good side dish is: pineapple stuffing. You ever had that?
Pineapple stuffing?
What's it consist of?
Pineapple stuffing, man.
That got to be the worst.
My friend Gina, she might actually be there tomorrow because it's her brother-in-law's house. So. She cooks the best pineapple stuffing around.
That just doesn't seem like it goes together.
Pineapple and stuffing?
Are you
a pineapple on pizza guy? That would be a no.
No, I can't be. Oh, okay. I've had it before, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not a... It wouldn't... You know, I've had it before.
All right,
what else you got there, Herb?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tommy down the shore. He's wild, ain't he?
Yeah, he is wild, man.
How about this, Herb? Next week, Tommy always writes these poems. Could you write a couple poems for us for next week?
Nah, I don't know how to write poems.
Okay. All right.
Tommy's the best when it comes to that.
Yeah. He is. Do you know? Do you know the words to eat the gabagool?
Eat the gabagool. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, his poem, Eat the Gabagool.
Yeah, I know it does. I listened to him. I heard him just now.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes I'll say one line, you say the next line. Sometimes when in life, we all play the fool.
Yeah, so.
All right. That is.
Okay. That's it.
Yep.
Keep going.
So when you feel like an idiot.
Eat the gabagool.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There,
eat the gabagool.
There it is.
Right, you already started. You started the Thanksgiving Eve partying already, yeah. Herb. I can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing tonight? You're going to be the scout down there at that football game?
Nah.
You should go down, Herb.
Nah, I'm going to let them have that.
I should. I was thinking about going down there to see them kids play.
Yeah, Hugh Douglas is down there.
Is he?
Yeah, Hugh Douglas, okay. John Ritchie. Joe DeCamera, they're there.
Yeah, I know John Ritchie's down there. DeCamera, I know that.
I know you like Devin. Devin's down there. Scoops.
Yeah, Devin's not bad.
Oh, my God.
Devin's not. I tell you, that other girl's pretty nice, too, the one that Ritchie's getting married to.
Oh, yeah, Alicia.
Yeah. You know, Taryn Hatcher's going to be doing sideline reporting, too. She was actually asking about you.
Well, I got to hook up with her then.
Whoa, okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, before we get
this is where we
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
enough. I don't know. All right, Herb. Happy Thanksgiving. Herb. Be safe.
Welcome to the station, Taryn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the station, Taryn.
Yeah. All right, Herb. Boy, I hope she understands.
Yeah. What an intro. Yeah. Thank you. Yep.
All right, Herb. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
I said I'm rooting for Andy Reid tomorrow. Right?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
No.
Happy Thanksgiving, Herb.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. It all starts with number one.
Like going to the bathroom?
No, I'm talking about Jalen Hurts, number one.
All right. All right, Herb, we got to run. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take it easy, brother.
All right, there it is. That was a
classic.
That was a classic.
All class.
Yep. 215-592-9494 as we finish up the Thanksgiving Eve show. We do have to talk to Bam, who sent us pizzas today. Thank you, Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And we will give our picks coming up next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. Now, it's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. And when everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds. Because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their own build. So grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel. Play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This segment on WIP is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on the Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it is Turkey Bowl 2025 with Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie, along with Devin Caney and Taryn Hatcher and James Seltzer, as they call the Turkey Bowl game for this year. They'll actually join us at 5:45, right?
Yeah,
they're gonna join
come
us
on,
early,
man, a little crossover, yeah.
And then take them up to 6 o'clock. But because we're not here with you on Friday as a show, though Ike will be on the air, we have to give you our picks for the weekend. Jack, what happened last week?
All right, Ike. Back in command, but he went 3-1 last week.
All right, there you go, there you go.
And then me and Spike both went 2-2, which is fine.
I've been on a 2-2 streak for a while.
I know, yeah. I know. So Ike leads off this week since he was the winner last week.
All right, these picks are on the fly, so bear with me.
Nice.
I'm taking the Lions tomorrow, minus the 3 points at home versus Green Bay. Quite frankly,
I thought about that one.
Green Bay just don't do anything for me.
Yep.
A nice team, but I had to look at the Lions at home. That offense, they're just too dynamic. That should be a great game. I'll take the Lions minus 3.
It's 2.5 on FanDuel. We take the better line.
Okay. We take the Lions minus 2.5.
Hell yeah.
I like that even better.
Yes.
All right. So I'm looking at the ESPN thing. All right. Nope. So keep me corrected there.
Yep.
My next game, I'm going to go with. Let's take the Seahawks at home versus the Vikings. I don't normally like going with double-digit favorites.
11.5 I saw earlier.
Yeah, I got 10.5 here. What you got there, Spike?
11
I mean,
and a half.
Fritz.
11.5
on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Come on, it's J.J. McCarthy. He's the worst quarterback to ever play football.
I agree. Give me the Seahawks minus 11.5. I don't like that. I don't really like that. And then I'll take Denver on the road? Nope. I'll take the Commanders at home plus 6. What are they getting? What's the FanDuel line?
I think it's 5.5. Yeah, it's 5.5.
Who Commanders are they playing?
They're playing the Broncos.
The Broncos.
Okay.
It's 5.5?
Yeah. At home.
I don't like it. Give me the Patriots at home versus the Giants minus 7.5.
There we go.
There you go.
And the Eagles?
Yeah.
I do not like the fact that the Eagles are a touchdown favorite. What is this?
It's a touchdown right now.
It's a touchdown right now?
Yeah, Costos thinks it's going to go down to 6.5, but it has not.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm picking the Eagles to win this game. I would not lay 7 points in this game. I'm just telling you, I would not lay 7 points in this game. I'm going to say it again. I would advise you not to lay 7 points in this game. Give me the Eagles 31-21.
All right. I'll give you mine.
Yes.
You're picking the Eagles to cover? Oh, even though you're saying do not.
Exactly,
okay,
yes.
Fair enough.
Just want people to know.
Yes.
I would not give up those points.
This dude bleeds green. I'm taking the Chiefs -3 at the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys are probably smelling themselves a little bit, and the Chiefs. I will keep betting the Chiefs until they don't make the playoffs. As long as the line looks the way it looks. So I have the Chiefs -3 at the Cowboys. I also have the Seahawks -11.5 against the Vikings, and the Dolphins are showing some fight. And the Saints,
you in on the frisky Dolphs?
Well, and the Saints absolutely stink, and I stopped riding the Saints when they stopped starting Spencer Rattler. So I have the Dolphins -6 at home against the Saints. And I have the Eagles winning a putrid, ugly game, 19-16. It's going to be windy, so this offensive explosion you're looking for, probably not going to happen. So I have Eagles winning 19-16. And I am freed. I can pick for or against the Eagles, whatever I want, now that they lost last week.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a miserable football game.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be terrible.
19-16 in the cold.
Yeah, and the Bears will have the game with a chance to tie it at the end.
To win it. So I'm taking the Lions -2.5 as well. I think the Packers do nothing for me,
no.
like Ike said. Now, it's a fishy line. I wish it was a 4.5. I'd feel a little bit better. But
yeah, the Lions barely snuck by the Giants last week.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But I don't care.
Okay,
I'm taking the Cowboys +3.5 over the Chiefs.
Was it 3 or 3.5?
I saw 3.5 5 seconds ago on FanDuel.
Okay, so I'm laying 3.5 with the Chiefs.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I know. So I'm taking the Cowboys +3.5. Might have found something with the defense. I don't think the Chiefs will take advantage of that defense because I don't think their offense is that good. And I think the Cowboys will be able to put up points. So I'll take the Cowboys at home +3.5. I'm back on the Bills, baby. Bills -3.5. It's a bit of an ugly spot, but yeah. I don't care.
Who are the Bills playing this week?
They are playing. I always forget who they're who.
You're so confident.
No, I know.
Yeah. I saw the game.
You don't even know who they're playing. This is the betting advice you're getting.
Yeah, hold on. I'm plus money. I'm doing well this year. Steelers. Oh, I hate the Steelers.
Yeah, right.
They
right,
stink.
Right. Except for you picked them last
week. Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was either bet against them or bet on them. By the way, Mike Tomlin.
Is that your advice? Either bet against the Steelers or bet on them?
I pick and choose when I want to back the Steelers versus not back the Steelers. I think they mostly stink. And then I did take the Steelers last week. You're right.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking the Eagles 24-13.
Okay. All right. Hey, why don't I tell you about Black Friday at Colonial Hyundai? Because it's going to be big at Colonial Hyundai on Friday. Here's your plan. Tonight, relax. Tomorrow, family. And then starting at 8 a.m. Friday at Colonial Hyundai, the Black Friday sales event. Save up to $12,000 on any new Hyundai in stock. That is not it. They know the holidays are coming. You can drive home with a $1,000 gift card with your purchase during the annual Black Friday sales event. It's not going to be a hassle. It never is a Colonial. It's fast, easy, better. That's what the Cars Are wants. By the way, I found out the Cars Are is a big Tommy Down the Shore fan.
Hell yeah.
My wife told me that. She found out that information. Big information. The biggest incentives of the year, Black Friday sales event at Colonial. So you have up to $12,000 on any new Hyundai in stock, plus your $1,000 gift card with your purchase. Just in time for the holidays. Also, buy the brand new Hyundai with no money down. Also, finance with rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months. Black Friday only, starting at 8 a.m. Save up to 12 grand on any new Hyundai. $1,000 gift card with your purchase. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Offers can't be combined. $1,000 gift card included at dealer listed price on new vehicles. See store for details. So before what are you laughing at?
Well, I just want to say real quickly before you move on, and I forget, which I have already throughout the day, it is my beautiful youngest. My daughter is her 20th birthday, so happy birthday to Jada.
Happy birthday, there. Jada.
Yes. Happy birthday. Yes. And I was laughing. Wasn't our most crisp pick segment.
No.
Not even close.
No. literally did mine on the fly.
He doesn't know who the
write them down. I normally write them down. I totally forgot to write them down.
He doesn't know what teams are playing. you don't know if you want to take the Commanders or the Broncos.
Then you don't even take the game.
Don't take our advice. Yes, do not take our advice.
That's true.
Before we do text line, I do want to put Bam on to thank him.
Yes.
Bam, thank you so much for sending the pizzas over. You're such a kind soul.
No problem, brothers. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're good, man.
Doing well, man. How you doing?
First and foremost, can I give two quick shout-outs?
Sure.
All right. First of all, the pizza shops that they want to shout out, Allegro's Pizza in University City.
All right. Thank you.
And then my bus driver, Larry the bus driver from Community Transit, he's like, you got to give me a shout-out when you get on the air, man. I listen to you. I hear you all the time. He brought up, he's like, remember that one day you guys were asking a question about what were you obsessed with? He's like, yeah, I heard you talking about strippers on there.
that was a good day.
Well, that's you, man. That's you. Yeah.
Yep. And, Jack, thanks for signing my book the other day, bud.
Yeah, Bam came to me and the camera's book signing before Joe Conklin's show.
Oh, really?
I met his lovely wife.
Okay.
Bam's wife.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shout out Bam's wife.
Yeah.
Lady J. Yep. And, exactly. You know the camera act like he didn't know who I was, right?
Yeah, well, listen, he's kind of big time at those shows.
Yeah. Oh, he has to sign so many books.
You should see his setup. Yeah. He's got three different posters.
Oh, man.
Yeah, with the price of the book. We're a ragtag organization.
We
got the books.
The camera's disgusting.
coming right. up in 4 minutes, by the way.
All right, Bam. We got to do the... Well, he's disgusting. We got to do the text line. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving,
Bam.
Next
question?
Oh, yeah. What do you want? What's your hottest food take?
Corn on a cob.
That's just a food. That's not a take.
You don't like it?
Oh, no. I don't, for some people at Thanksgiving, they do corn on the cob or corn, and the corn sometimes tastes really, really salty, man.
All right. That's a
salty corn.
That is a scorcher.
Can't have it.
Yeah, that is a scorcher.
I'm a cobsman.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a good corn on the cob.
By the way, I think CJ should win. CJ had pumpkin.
Okay.
The pumpkin one.
Yeah, I kind of liked Herb's pineapple stuffing. I didn't even know he was giving a food hot take.
No. Yeah, he didn't. He still has no idea.
He
doesn't know we do the show all day. What have you guys been doing all day?
No.
What are you talking about? Also, we're on 2 to 6 every day.
And you could tell that Chinese food was sticking in his stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like he was a little slow.
Oh, yeah. The itis.
Yeah. And he's always a little slow.
But it's slower.
It's slower.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, that's a black white text.
Yes, yeah, come on. I know.
I got it.
I know we're 15 minutes away from vacation.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I got it.
45% of Chuck's calls start with some racial angle. Every Phillies one.
That nobody asked for.
Yeah, every Phillies one.
It's his new bit.
Need more black players on the team.
Yeah.
It's his new bit.
Can't have black goalies. Can't have white cornerbacks. Unbelievable. What's next? Sorry, Jack. I know I violated your trust there.
No, it was good. Yeah. It was good. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
I want that on the record. Yeah. I agree with Spike.
There you go. What's next?
They did scheme themselves open.
Yep.
Did you really hate the scheme people open?
Well, because
or scheme up a pass rush? Is
oh that yeah, what scheme it up. Just scheme up the pass
rush.
Just
do it.
That was a new one. The scheme up the pass rush. I was like,
if you just scheme all this stuff up, you'll score touchdowns and you won't let up any touchdowns. Scheme it up,
Vic, you idiot.
Yeah, scheme it up. What's next? Uh, was a good call from CJ today. He had to rescue us after the Mad Mike call. It made me happy. What was next? I might do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Mad Mike's been cooked for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's since they won the Super Bowl.
Well, it's always good to check in, see if he's got anything new. Right. And then he gets on, and it's like,
Still Mad Mike.
Yeah. Still don't have it.
Yeah, still reading my tweets from last night. Nobody knows what I even tweeted. What are you talking? What's next?
I mean, you skewered.
Yeah, so listen, some things stick with you.
You remember that one time during his 2 years of coaching?
In like 2007?
He was coaching the Jets?
I didn't even know he coached the Jets.
No, it was the Lions.
Oh, Lions. Oh, okay. Lions. Did he coach the Jets too? Was he a coordinator for the Jets?
No, because when he left the Lions, he came to us.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when he came back when Rich Gangarella was here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug was like, I'm going to get my offensive
consultant.
Get my
guy in here. Yeah. Yeah.
What's next?
I do remember. Marty Morning Week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, Morning Wig was the offensive coordinator for the Jets after he left here, 13-14. I thought I remembered him being with the Jets. He wasn't the head coach.
So after he left here the second time?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in 2012.
You're always in tune with your New York teams.
Well, I just remember. True, I was not there at the time. Give me a break. Are Joe and John with us?
Yes.
Oh,
there you are. Where's Richie? Where's the camera at?
I don't know where he is.
Oh, this is good.
He didn't show up.
Actually, he's right here.
What's
he's
up,
just,
fellas?
He's just unusually quiet.
No, I mean, yeah. I just heard you guys refer to me as disgusting or something like that.
Wow.
Plus, I'm watching the ceremony here as people are being honored, seniors. A beautiful moment here. Beautiful moment.
Yeah. Are you welling up right now?
No, I'm not rich, you know.
It meant everything to him.
Well, yeah, Joe, you've cried,
this is
too.
Relief. Yeah. Come on, man.
You're both more criers. So this is the 7th annual Turkey Bowl, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the annual got a little thrown off by COVID, but it's the 7th Turkey Bowl, yes.
7th Turkey Bowl, right.
Yeah. Joe's a literalist, Spike.
What's that?
Joe's a literalist.
He is. Yes. Well, it's annual again. It's annual now.
Exactly.
So
non-sequential.
Yes, correct. So explain to everybody the teams that are playing tonight and if you could give a little bit of history of the rivalry.
Sure. Well, it goes back to the 1960s, and tonight we feature Haddon Township, the home squad, the Hawks of Haddon Township, who come in at 2-7 on the year versus
Gorgeous Field.
Gorgeous Field versus
first night that we're going to be playing on this field. The first time anyone will play on this field.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hold on, what's
versus
the record of the
Audubon
other
Green Wave. So we're looking forward to the broadcast.
And what's their record?
They have struggled as well this year at 3-6.
That's a big.
But you know what they say, Jack? You throw out the records when Audubon
and
Haddon Township faces.
Right. Oh, I can feel the energy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or the Curly Cup.
Oh, is that is
they're playing for the Curly Cup?
And is that named after somebody, or is
it
one of the?
It is
the
a gentleman that actually coached head coach of both squads.
Okay, all right,
so pretty cool. By the way, Joe Flacco played for one of them, and his dad played for the other. So Flacco at Audubon, and his dad, and
Joe Flacco's brothers played here at Haddon Township.
Yeah, and the two schools.
Joe Flacco played at Audubon.
Yeah,
Joe Flacco's dad played at Haddon Township.
Yep.
Joe Flacco played at Audubon. I think his brothers might have played here, though.
So, John, let me ask you this. I remember the first couple of Turkey Bowls and trying to analyze Joe's play-by-play.
You know,
people couldn't watch the play-by-play, so they couldn't see that he was oftentimes two or three plays behind. But my question to you, John, is
has
Joe gotten any better at the play-by-play as time has gone on?
Joe is unaware of whether he's gotten better or worse. No, of course, I think we've both gotten maybe marginally better through the years at bouncing off of one another.
Right.
Maybe that's the only thing that got better.
Yeah.
I think I've forgotten some about the high school game a little bit, and every year I get reminded a little bit, so it takes me a while to get back into the swing. These teams are they're going to fight it out. They're going to fight and kick and scream, and this is all about, you know, home cooking. Who can go to the mall tomorrow and walk down the aisle with pride? This matters, man. This hometown rivalry stuff makes such a huge difference in the lives of everyone on the field tonight and everyone in the stands, and I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. Tonight, Joe and I are calling a game that has it's immeasurable importance,
John,
in this township.
John, that was beautiful, but the mall is not open on Thanksgiving.
Ah, Friday. Well, you got to wait until Black Friday. Just make sure you're home in time for the Eagles.
Not to mention, Spike, in about 3 years, all malls but King of Prussia will be closed. Plymouth Meeting just closed.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah, Plymouth Meeting's now done. They're all wrapping up, man.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's a shame. We all buy off Amazon. It's our fault.
Yeah,
I go to the mall. I still go to the mall.
Well, I grew up in the Grand Ronde Mall, man. I sold a lot of stuff. To be quite honest, I did steal a lot of stuff.
I just saw Brandon Graham.
5% discount.
I just saw Brandon Graham at the mall 2 weeks ago.
That's great.
Wow.
Keep going to the mall, and you'll see wonderful things and wonderful people like Brandon Graham.
Hey, is John okay?
You haven't heard
the
this mall rant before, Spike? This is like a once-a-month thing on our show. We get a mall rant. You're not listening enough, man.
I do love the mall. I do
I'm at the mall at least 3 times a week.
See, we know.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and walked at the mall a couple days ago.
I don't even know what I would go to the mall for.
Exercise.
It stresses me out now.
Yeah.
As an older person,
too many people.
Yes,
you know what I mean. I don't know.
I love that. People watching is part of the mall experience.
Yeah, you are something special, Richie. So let me ask you this, guys. I don't remember. So you guys have two sideline reporters tonight.
Yeah,
yes.
In Devin Cady and Taryn Hatcher. Is it one on each sideline?
Yes.
Okay.
They're well-established sideline reporters. Both left-handed, by the way. We've got
the important things that we're getting.
Two left-handed sideline reporters tonight, and I'm left-handed also.
And
we
so
have
am
left-handed
I.
Left-handed people working.
Wow. I'm left-handed,
my daughter's
Richie.
Left-handed.
Holy cow!
Breaking.
Was that on purpose?
That was actually
no, that was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
Nice job.
Oh my goodness.
Nice, Phil.
Oh great goodness gracious. Okay.
Well, left-handers are smart.
Yeah, we're much smarter.
Walks lefty.
There you
than
go.
Some.
Really?
Yeah.
They're smarter?
That's what they said.
Okay.
I'm a righty.
Okay, well, that adds
there we go. That adds some
weight. Why are you looking at me, Spike, and say, really?
No, I wasn't looking at you. I was just, I didn't know it was a thing. So Seltzer, I have been told that you are the Bill Werndell for this evening.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, yeah. Well, you know how good Joe's eyes are. You know, you've been around him with the thick glasses when he has to wear them and stuff. So I'm adding my eyes tonight.
Let me tell you, Spike, seltzer's essential for the broadcast.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was making fun of you earlier for the play-by-play, but it is tough in that a couple of different things. First, you know, it's not like you're following these teams all year, so you're not super familiar with them. Second, it's not like you have the TV screen right there, you know. So
no replays, none of that.
So Seltzer, have you done a lot of studying for this? I guess is
yes.
My question.
No, I've just been eye training. You know, I've been trying to read license plates, and I've been trying to read things far away. So I feel pretty good.
Yeah. That's
honestly a strong reader.
Spike, I get nervous for this. To be honest, I mean, this is way beyond my wheelhouse. I do the best I can, but
that was a panic.
Weren't you the sole broadcaster?
The next 2 hours or not?
Weren't you the sole broadcaster?
Yeah, you were. Weren't you the play-by-play guy for the Soul?
Yeah, and I felt the freaking same way when I would do a Soul game, man. Okay, this ain't my wheelhouse. When I beat the Hammers, my wheelhouse.
Weak-willed.
Well, yeah, and Turkey Bowl was your idea.
It was. Spike, remember that? Back in the day, that meeting, Joe comes in, I got an idea.
Yes.
Here we are.
Yeah, and since that, we're waiting for the second big idea. At some point, we'll have idea
number
two.
There have been seven of them. Yeah. We've been talking about that. Seven.
Well, let me ask this question, because I've been asked this by a bunch of people in the last 3-4 months, and I don't know the answer. Whose idea was the me and Jack thing? I really don't even know.
Well, you started it.
Yeah, you started it.
I thought so.
The Camerathlon was where it
started. No, but that's a different thing. But basically, guys, I just said I would whip your ass, right, Jack? And then, like, someone then picked up the baton. Is that how it worked?
Jack definitely didn't pick up the baton.
No. I don't really care about it.
Because I honestly,
he had to be pushed into it.
So why are you bringing this up? Are you trying to call
it off? He's saying
it
was an idea. He might have another idea.
Are you trying to put down the gloves?
No. I was just trying to figure out whose idea it was, because I honestly don't know. But I know it started with me saying I'm a better athlete, which, by the way, I am.
So, oh, yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, everyone's
We're waiting for the ankle
injury.
There's
a lot of juice to the
We'll get back to it. Hey, right around March Madness, we'll get back to it.
You know, I thought it was February.
No.
It's maybe February. Eagles might play in the Super Bowl, we'll say.
Yes, late February.
Did you say March Madness?
Yeah. Maybe the All-Star break.
Yeah.
MLB All-Star break.
Well, listen, I've already voted to cancel this thing, so I'm out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not canceling it. I need to see them play basketball.
The five people in the gym are going to be excited.
No, it'll be. People have been asking me here today. It's still a thing. We'll rev it back up. That's what we do.
How is the ankle, the camera?
Good question.
Improving, but not where it needs to be. But they got me on an anti-gravity treadmill, which is really pretty cool, actually. So I started that about a week and a half ago.
I ran on one of those things. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's like outer space for the lower body. It's so cool.
Again, dude, you hurt yourself in September. It's November.
Yeah, I don't have time to go to the doc every day or PT every day.
No, it would naturally heal on its own.
Well, healing occurs to everyone else. It just actually just it happened.
I know. I was told this week I'm on track.
If you let something go, it's supposed to get better.
We'll say.
Who's going to play more basketball before April, Joel Embiid or DeCamera?
That's a good question, man. When's he going to play?
He's going to play on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
When nobody's looking.
He's going to play on Friday.
How many games are he going to play this season, Spike?
36.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I take it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
Hell yeah, we take it.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything seriously wrong with him right now. I think all he cares about is the playoffs. I think he has convinced himself all he cares about is the playoffs.
That's disappointing.
Well, it is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, it's starting to rain here, and it's expected to rain quite a bit for some stretch. So,
man, really? That sounds like Turkey Bowl football.
So good luck to Devin and Taryn out there as the sideline reporters.
Oh yeah, you guys are undercover.
We're good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no worries.
Welcome to the station, Taryn.
Yeah.
Is it a turf field or is it a grass field?
It's turf.
It's brand spanking new too. It's never been played on before.
Wow.
It's like a cloud, like a dreamy green poofy cloud.
Like
walk.
The gravity treadmill
out all season.
Yeah, I know. They're rolled out for the big turn. You guys? Well, is that what they rolled out
usually,
for?
They're usually off for a few weeks before this game because there's playoffs going on.
Revamped the field.
It wasn't just that. They played on the road the whole season. This is their first game at home all year.
Oh, wow. And you guys are there. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, guys. Well, guys,
roll out the carpet.
Have a great game. This is a great thing that you're doing. It's amazing that you found a way to not work on Thanksgiving, even though it's a Thanksgiving bit. Very. If you want your game to be picked for Turkey Bowl, move it to Wednesday night. That is my
advice
for you.
Wise words from Spike Eskin there. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well,
all right, fellas.
We're going to say our goodbye, and then we will kick it over to you guys.
We'll miss you like the Dickens, guys.
Oh, we miss you guys, too. And have a great game tonight.
Happy Thanksgiving,
fellas.
And send everyone everyone. Have a great game.
That was perfect.
All right. All right. Well, we will. Ike will be with you on Friday for the Eagles pregame show. I'm going to be sitting on my ass in my living room.
And you're going to gamble tomorrow, Spike.
And I'm going to gamble tomorrow. I'll tell you guys how the bets went.
A psychologist called in wanting to talk to me about my gambling problem.
Oh, schedule him for next week.
And I said, I got a winning problem.
He can talk to both of you guys. We will talk to you as a show on Monday at Chickies and Pete's. Have a very... happy and safe Thanksgiving. If you're going out tonight, it is amateur night out there, so be careful on the roads. And you don't be an amateur. If you're going out and drinking, make sure you have a plan to get home. I mean that very seriously. We want you to be with us for a very long time. So we will talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is a thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.